Christiana Jo Nguyen, in an emphasis in creativity, designing costumes, and teaching Spanish.
Here we go. Jo. I just wrote it, said it 3 times, and I'm still not satisfied. It rolls off the tongue just as well as the pen, and it's also the name of my sister, so I don't lack practice in pronouncing it. Jo is no stranger to pronouncement. When she has something on her mind, she'll look straight into a mirror and check it out, before giving it the confronting of a lifetime. She won't stand for drama, or sit around for it either. The last time she sat still for more than 5 minutes, the rights to her life story were sold to a Mexican telenovela. She screamed and screamed, but rights are rights, and bad television is bad television. Jo likes to work with her hands, and has serious doubts about people who don't. She threw her doubt onto me with a hypothetical question.
Are you telling me you turn your back, even for a second, on a person who works with their feet, Max?
It was far too hypothetical for me. I don't know, Jo. I haven't really thought about the distinction, I guess.
That's your problem, Max. You don't think. And you'd rather use your feet to kick a soccer ball around the block than build the block with your hands.
My hands and feet had no idea what she was talking about. But her obsession with hands looks sound compared to her collection of Three's Company action figures. Her favorite is Suzanne Summers.
I really respect her.
I don't dare tell Jo that I've never seen the show, and wouldn't even if she dared me to. Jo has never been one or two to take dares, or tell the truth. I still feel betrayed in recently hearing that Jo isn't even her real name. What are people supposed to believe these days? The question Jo asks herself when she isn't playing truth or dare. The answer appears like the Virgin of Guadalupe, but it doesn't move her religiosity except to make her think to herself,
God damn, are we lost!
And I couldn't agree more. If I did, the Virgin might appear and tell me to do it less, because it's becoming tired, my stinking, agreeable game. Jo won't call me agreeable until I agree to join her in the revolution. I'm holding out until she tells me what kind. Even when she is caught wearing bland colors, Jo is a bold woman. One time during a sobriety test, she told the cop to walk a straight line. She also said to hop on one foot and move like a peacock. Luckily, Jo clarifies later, this was only a daydream.
But it happened that night.
She keeps on with the clarity. Now, Jo may be a precise one, but she isn't crazy. She does, however, have a name for each one of her fingers. What are they, Jo?
Well, that would defeat the whole purpose of naming them, wouldn't it?
Really? What's the purpose?
Well, do you have names for your fingers?
No.
Ha! Exactly.
Jo and I weren't on the same page on that one, or even the same book. Jo and I played volleyball on the beach in Puerto Escondido.
Max, you're not trying to allude to us having some sort of fling, are you?
No, I was writing about volleyball.
Good, because I know that you have a girlfriend, and I don't think my reputation could handle a story of my hooking up with someone like you.
Someone like me?
Don't make me out to be the bad girl. I'm good-looking. There's no arguing it.
Of course, but I wish you'd be more sensitive.
Sorry, Max, but sensitive isn't my middle name. It's Lang Chi. It's Vietnamese for orchid. What's yours?
Jude.
Ah, that makes sense. That's Vietnamese for dunce.
I must have come across Jo at a peculiar time, because she is usually humble.
I'm as modest as a mouse.
Whatever her mood, never crossed Jo.
Only tell it to me straight, because the one thing as sincere as my modesty is my knowledge of karate.
But you use it only in self-defense, right, Jo?
And the same goes for my modesty, so please, don't get aggressive.
Of course not, Jo.
Oh, of course not. Like, you know everything in my advice is worthless to you?
Jo, what are you doing? Your Joe Pesci impression? I'm telling you, I'm not. I'm telling you what you want to hear. It was the last thing I was able to tell anyone for a week, because I got kicked in the mouth. Jo believes herself to be a victim of the modern age, but like Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer, she is all talk. If Jo is not using her laptop all night, then she is out shopping all day. She's a victim, all right. You're a victim like Alexander the Large was cured, Jo.
Max, with all your pop culture references, I'm not curious if you're a victim. I know you're one. I'm more curious about whether you get off on it or not, and I think the answer is yes.
Did Phil Hartman inspire you to say that from his grave, you filthy old sumka? Jo may be brave, but I'm incorrigible. I'm betting that Jo is in competition with Caitlin to see who could more often produce the loudest noises in all of Oaxaca. But I'm not actually placing any bets, because it would only serve as encouragement. With these two women being the only other students in my Spanish class every morning, I am never in danger of falling asleep.
I keep you on your toes at least, Max. Ah!
Ah, don't do that. I let out my best Dr. Nika. But no matter what I say, Jo always brings the noise.
I do Chuck D proud.
Well, anybody who knows anything knows that, Jo. 7 days out of the week, Joe can be found watching the movie The Big Lebowski. You don't ever give yourself a day off from a Joe to rest? She put on her hairnet.
What's this bullshit? What's this day of rest shit? I don't give a fuck. It don't matter to Joe.
Jesus, Joe, are you sure you don't need a break? She changed into her pacifist cap.
Fuck it, Max. Let's go bowling.
Just because she likes the movie doesn't make her a sap. Yay!
Woo-hoo!